We Have Concerns provides you with joy, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We never check in to see.
Value?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we would love some joy and value in return in the form of money. Can we have some money?
Yeah, give us some money. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns. It's bonkers in all the right ways.
Oh, God. Games are getting so weird again, and I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
There's nothing I love more than weird games. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff, you are a diseased person.
What?
This is not new.
Do you have something that your doctor told you to disclose to me?
Yeah, my doctor told me to tell you.
You have to, if we've been in close proximity.
No, this is a story that was sent in to us by Alik Evans. He sent it into our email, which is wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com. You guys should send in stories too. It's great when you guys send in stories.
Yeah.
And this is about how people who can't stop telling puns.
Who can't stop or won't stop or just because everyone is given so much joy by their contribution to the joviality of the world. Is that what's happening?
No, what's happening is that you have a legitimate neurological disorder, Jeff.
Mm.
It's called Witzelsucht, and it is an addiction to wisecracking.
An addiction to wisecracking?
An addiction to cracking
wise. I will happily take that disease.
This is a big problem, Jeff. It's apparently a compulsive thing that happens to people that suffer neurological conditions.
Really?
Yeah. Your dad jokes are normally brought on in people by strokes or hemorrhages or tumors.
No way.
Yeah.
No, this is bullshit.
No, it's true. There was a huge study on it.
Dad jokes are natural, wonderful things that come from being overly intelligent, thoughtful, and thinking of language as a playground.
Well, I mean, that's the glass half full side of it, Jeff, but let me tell you what's happening to you neurologically, because it's bad.
Yeah. It's really bad? This is a legit story.
This is a legit story. This is an actual study that was done.
I'm not being punked.
No. One of the subjects was a gentleman named Derek, who, after having a couple strokes...
became delightful at parties?
Well, he became something. So he started picking up all of these compulsive behaviors. Like, one of them was searching through every trash bin to make sure there wasn't anything recyclable in it. Like, it just became a compulsive thing to him.
Okay.
But one of the other ones was like... he couldn't stop making puns. They would just pop into his head, and he would have to make them in conversation. He couldn't stop himself from making them. They would like make him giggle. Like,
I relate to all of that.
And he couldn't sleep. He would like wake up his wife.
honey, I just thought of a great one.
With puns.
That's amazing.
He would wake up his wife with jokes. One of these jokes is,
that's amazing.
and she was like, listen, you've got to get this out of your head. Just write, don't wake me up, just write these all down. He wrote down 50 pages of puns.
I love this guy!
50 pages of puns with things like, how do you cure hunger? Step away from the buffet table? Which doesn't really make sense.
That's not a pun.
No. Like all these weird dad jokes. He was, went to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get my driver's license. They gave me an eye exam, and here's what it said. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Can I have my license, please?
That's not a pun! That's not a pun!
It's not a pun. It's a dad joke. How do you make a Venetian blind? Poke him in the eye.
Yeah, I heard that one before. Yeah. I don't think that's an original Derek.
It may not be an original Derek.
But that's pretty good.
But so
I love the idea that this guy is just like can't sleep because he's got so much genius bubbling out.
But that's the thing, is they're not genius. That's one of the troubles with this.
He thinks they are.
Well, and that's another part of the condition.
Yeah.
See, what's happening is jokes are these sort of things that happen when your brain has to make connections through things that normally aren't connected.
Right, which I remember Isaac Asimov writing is a symbol of intelligence. When you can connect things that are wildly disparate, that's a measure of intelligence.
Sure. And so all this stuff happens in the frontal lobe. It happens in like your executive functioning and all these cool evolved human parts of the brain, right?
Yeah.
So what normally happens is when you hear a joke and you make that connection, part of your brain lights up and that's the joke is funny.
Right.
So here's what's happening in these people. Their brain has been rewired in such as that they're seeing very tenuous connections that, okay. that aren't really joke connect. Like, I read off Derek's jokes and you were like, kinda not really. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
so basically what happened is their sense of humor got fucked.
Their
sense of humor got like...
It went overactive.
Yeah.
The
threshold for funny got lowered.
It got super lower. But here's what's
That's
crazy.
That's amazing.
Here's what's crazy about people with this condition. It got super lowered for their own jokes. But that little light doesn't light up for anyone else's jokes.
What?
It got harder for them to see humor in the connections of
they
other people.
They are both not funny and dicks to other people who are.
Yes. They have become overactive in thinking and in making their own connections, but they can't see the connections other people are making.
That is...
They get no joy out of those connections. Maybe they can see them, but they don't find them funny.
Oh my God, this poor woman who's married to him.
Yeah.
That's going to live a whole life of like having to read his bad material.
Here's what's crazy. He's married to a stand-up comic.
It's Elaine Boozler's husband. It's the worst.
It's
like, awful. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't find her very funny. I'm the funny one. That's what's crazy.
I really should be one too.
In the relationship, I'm the funny one. Isn't that nuts? Yeah, Derek, it's super nuts. So they can't see the humor in other people's jokes. They get overactive and it becomes compulsive. It's like digging through the trash to find that recycling. People who have this, disorder can't stop themselves from making bad jokes all the time.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it so much.
I think you have it.
Maybe I do. But my jokes are good, man.
I think you mildly.
My jokes are good. Yours are not good.
Wow.
Mine are good.
Okay.
See? Wait a minute. Do I have this?
Well.
Oh, shit.
We're just Socratic methoding here, Jeff. I'm just going to keep asking you questions. I'm going to let you.
Maybe come to my own conclusions.
Yeah, exactly.
But mine are. Hey, Anthony, here's the thing, though. You can't get mad at me for dad jokes anymore.
Because you have a condition?
Because I do. My wife has a condition. I'm actually going to be a dad.
No.
Yeah.
Are you announcing this now?
I am.
No shit!
Yeah.
No shit!
Yeah.
What? Seriously, this is what? When did you find out?
A while back.
Yeah, a few past, months ago, right?
We're past the stage where you don't have to worry. Yeah, she's in the second trimester.
My
mother-in-law, my wife's mom,
doesn't know because she doesn't listen to the podcast.
No, no, it's the
and if she would just listen to the podcast, she would know what was going on.
It's actually the exact opposite. She listens to the podcast. She loves the podcast, and she begged me to tell you on an episode.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna be an actual dad. So do I get a pass? Do I get up to two per episode?
Because
I'm an actual dad. I'm gonna be in September. September 8th is
this.
The due date.
Hmm. So you really will be a dad.
Yeah.
So, no. No, and here's why. It's not that... The problem isn't that you weren't a dad, and that's why you weren't allowed to tell the dad jokes. The problem is that they're not good.
But see, I think they're real good.
So being a dad doesn't make them better. It just makes it less surprising and terrible that you tell them.
You're just more consigned to the fact that
I have to resign myself to the fact that you're going to use your one every episode.
Do you think
that, I don't have to like it any more than I already do?
Do you think that,
holy shit, man, I'm so excited for you guys.
Thanks, man.
That's crazy.
I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm pretty hyped/terrified.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's so rad. That's so rad, man.
Yeah. I appreciate you, reacting that way.
Do you know what's crazy is now I'm gonna know what happens when someone is a dad with like a collection of really cool shit. You've got a lot of really cool shit.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot of like
delicate shit. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Delicate, expensive. Like your toys are expensive adult toys.
Yeah.
By which I mean complex vibrators.
Expensive adult toys.
Expensive.
You know what? Do not skimp in that department. That's my advice to everyone.
I just want to go more blue now that I know that your mother-in-law is listening.
Well, she'll be a big fan of that.
Yeah.
She's fun.
No, so like that's the thing is like you're going to have this kid who's grown up around like all these amazing board games and cool action figures and video games.
Yeah.
mean, you're not going to let the kid touch your shit.
Hell no. Are you kidding me? Like, the kid's not going to even know I have that stuff for years. It's like, going to be locked away in my bat cave.
The kid's just going to get to play stick and hoop.
Exactly. Because
that's how you raise a well-rounded child.
That's right.
And he's going to hear the sounds of, VR from dad's private room.
I'm going to be the biggest hypocrite.
Oh, me too.
Because you are not allowed to do the shit I'm allowed to do.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, here's my thing is I was raised, everybody assumes that I was raised in a place, like in a house that was like, oh, you must have had like video games and shit growing up. Like I did, but I was only allowed to play them for maybe like an hour, hour and a half a day.
Yeah.
And then it was like, go outside. You've been playing this game too long.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, Dan Trachtenberg from the Totally Rad Show, whose movie's now out.
Dan Trachtenberg, director of hit film 10 Cloverfield Lane?
The same.
What?
He always used to say that the reason he became a director is because when he was a kid, he wasn't allowed to watch movies, but he was allowed to listen to the soundtracks. And so he would listen to the soundtrack and imagine what the movie must be like. And it made him want to make them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's evidence right there, like, you know, don't get the shit that you want.
I'm gonna raise my kid Amish.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna move into an Amish neighborhood, and they're not gonna like it.
Yeah,
but they're not gonna do anything.
Dad's gonna have a safe room where all the cool shit is, but it's gonna seem there's a monster that lives in there, so you can't go in. But Dad'll go. Dad's brave, and he'll go in.
He'll go in. He'll fight the monster once a day.
You can probably hear him fighting and squealing with delight as he kills the monster over and over.
Dad loves his work.
But I also think that oh, by the way, it's a boy.
Snap!
So I think my son is going to have a good sense of humor because I will instill that.
It's going to be Clark Skywalker Kanata.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this may be TMI, but according to the doctor, the conception date is the release date of Star Wars Episode 7. So,
wow! You did it right!
Force Awakens. That's all I'm saying. Right.
There has been an awakening.
Force Awakens.
Have you felt it? Your wife felt it.
She sure did.
Your wife felt
that
awakening.
She's gonna feel it for 9 months, I'll tell you that. I don't know. This is the worst. This became the worst episode. All I could do to stop you from making fun of me for the dad jokes thing is completely undermine this entire episode with information.
Yo. Patron level. To name your kid. Just think about
it. Oh my God. That is brilliant.
Just think about it. Run it by, you know what I'm saying?
I honestly tried to convince her to name it Kylo. Kylo Kanata is awesome.
Kylo Kanata is a great sounding
name. She said no way in hell, but you know, Kylo is pretty cool.
Kylo's good.
Right?
Kylo's good.
Kylo Kanata. That's awesome.
And then if he like grows up and hates you for it, which he will.
Probably.
Well, number one, it's appropriate.
I'm never going to walk onto a bridge ever.
No, God no.
Never walk on a bridge with him.
Never walk on a bridge with your son is what they say. there was a Cat Stevens song about it, I think.
Yeah.
So, and number two, if he hates it, he could always just be like, my name is Kyle.
Exactly.
No one's going to front on that.
Right.
It's Kyle. And Kyle Kanata sounds good too.
Yeah. I got that was nixed early.
That's hey. Just let him do it.
No, I like the patron level.
I know you're listening. Just let him do it. Kylo's a dope name.
Yeah, man.
That's a dope name. When you think about all the other comic book names or movie names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What are you? You're like
Clark. I like Clark.
Clark Kanata's great.
I actually like Kal-El and Jor-El, but that's never going to happen either.
No. Middle name?
Yeah. I was thinking of like, I was trying to go with maybe Calvin or something, and then have like Lewis or an L name. So it's Kal-El Kanata. That's pretty cool.
Woo!
That's
dad
shit.
Jokey as fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess. We got another 5 minutes in this episode. I guess for the next 5 minutes, you can just tell as many as you want.
Oh my God. Finally.
I guess here's your free pass.
All right. I'm not going to claim ownership on any of these.
You made notes.
I did.
You knew this was happening.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been arming myself against this episode.
You are literally having this child just to make this episode.
I planned ahead.
All right.
I knew you wanted to convince me that I had some sort of disease. So this is what I came up with. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One is heavy and the other is a little lighter. Well, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Wow.
Oh, that's so good. I didn't write
that. What do you mean you didn't write that? Where did these come from?
These are the winners from this year's UK pun competition.
Wait, so you know, I'm giving you a free pass and you don't even have your own dad jokes to tell?
I mean, I'm not gonna write my own dad jokes specifically for you. They come from the moment. I don't pre-plan them. They just happen. They're just, it's like a magical thing. I had a stroke and then I woke up and now all I want to do is give you dad jokes in my sleep.
I'll do everything I can actually in this episode to set you up. I'll give you layups.
Oh, okay, great.
So what kind of stroke did you suffer, Jeff?
you know, my usual handicap. It's a golf. That was a golf thing.
Wow. I was like, I was laying you up for stroke of genius.
Oh, stroke of genius. See, you've become better at this
stroke
than me.
The Padawan has become the Jedi. People have brought this up to me, and you know what it is?
Yeah.
Is I have to be Bobby Fischer. I have to see your jokes coming 12 steps away, and yeah. I have to know if something I say is going to set you up for one and then say something different to keep you from doing it.
Oh, wow.
I'm literally...
You're playing the game 12 ways.
I'm like that Google computer that just beat the Go Master.
You must be exhausted.
It's tiring. It's tiring to do it, but I'm running all possible conversations in my head at all times to keep you from using puns.
Wow.
Yep.
That must be really tiring for you. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You got yours coming. You're about to have a kid.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm not going to have any sleep. Yeah.
Man, this is crazy.
Yeah. It's you're basically doing what I've been doing for the last 2 months, which is going, oh, man. It's all happening.
It's got to be so hard to not say anything.
It is very hard to not say anything. But, you know, you wait until you're sort of through the most tenuous part of the situation. You know, it's kind of traditional to wait. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
God, neither one of us are big drinkers. We don't smoke cigars. We don't do any dude. We're supposed to do dude things, right? Like we're supposed to bro down over this.
I know. Yeah.
What do we even do?
We record a podcast.
I feel like I'm supposed to like take you out to some bro down celebratory thing. I don't know how to bro down.
I know. We're not good at broing down.
How do we bro?
It's okay. This is our bro down.
Is it? This is just what we do every week.
I really think we should pursue this idea of a patron level for naming my child.
Wow.
I think that's not a bad idea.
You know, we would have to speak to Kylo's mother and come up with the rules and regulations for this because obviously she's not going to be up for free reign.
Well, she doesn't have to know. She doesn't listen. No, she does. She listens. Damn it. Her mom's going to tell her too.
What are the chances of like, oh man, there's so many good ones like Corbin. Name your kid Corbin Cannata.
Corbin's good.
Corbin's good, yeah. Right?
Corbin. After Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The coolest Corbin ever in the history of sci-fi was Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law. Certainly not Corbin Dallas.
No, of course not.
Certainly not.
Corbin Burnson.
You're just big into L.A. Law. That's
yeah.
That was one, I think.
Yeah, I was trying. One. I've been trying the whole show. Now I feel on the spot.
You know, the thing
spot.
Is, you've gotten into your own head about it.
I need to have another stroke.
Wow. So, yeah, we'll figure this out, you guys. But I feel like there could be something where you guys get it down to two that you'd be happy with or something.
And yeah, maybe, and then we have like a,
an
old-fashioned name off.
Yeah, an old-fashioned selling of your child's life.
Yeah.
Selling an aspect of your personal life on the internet, you know, like our forefathers did.
It's a beautiful thing.
But we would certainly love to hear suggestions at the very least.
Yeah, give me suggestions.
Cool, nerdy names that would get the pass, you know, that aren't so obvious.
Yeah, that sound good with my last name.
I mean, Luke sounds good.
Luke? We've actually talked about Luke.
Luke sounds good because you've got that, it's got that Italian biblical thing going on.
Yeah.
So it slides by.
It slides by. Yeah. The relatives won't catch on. I don't know. Luke Cannata, though. Luke Cannata. Luke Cannata. I don't know. Kind of.
It sounds like Lou.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Luke Cannata. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't want those two hard consonants next to each other. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
I got a lot of thoughts. Don't worry. We're going to crack this one.
Yeah.
We're going to solve it, Jeff. We're going to name your kid and it's going to be nerdy as hell.
Let's do it.
All right. We want you guys to help.
Please do.
You can send name suggestions on Twitter. Hashtag them, Baby Kylo.
Yeah. I will win at least in small parts.
Yeah, just hashtag your name suggestions, Baby Kylo. We'll read them all. Maybe we'll even do an episode where we name the baby, where we read off the suggestions. I would love to do that.
It's so fun.
Oh my gosh. But just congratulate Jeff on Twitter. He's at Jeff Cannata. I'm at A Carboni. Thanks, I don't have guys. Anything to do with this, but I would love to hear your suggestions.
Viva la dad joke. That's all I'm saying.
It is a disease, but it gets a pass, I guess.